Well, I could hear him in my headphones before we came on the air, so that was interesting. I'm not sure how much of our conversation you heard, but I hope none of it. But anyway,
it was all good, Paul.
I know it was all good.
Mic on, mic off. Whatever.
Yeah, it was private.
Yeah.
But the guy who owns the studio and broadcasts out of here, the WJR, I added that, Startup Nation Studios.
All right.
I just added it because, you know. The founder and CEO of Startup Nation, Jeff Sloan, is here. And thanks for the use of the hall, as they say.
Good to have you with us. Great to have you. And by the way, you can call it the WJR Studios North. We're proud. We're really proud
of
you.
Well, we are kind of like the WJR Birmingham Studios, kind of way to look at it. And a guy I've interviewed a number of times before, but I think the first time in person, face-to-face, Greg Packer, the CEO of Access Point. And we're going to talk about you and what Access Point is and all of that. But I got to start with something else. I don't know that this is talked about enough. You want to talk about entrepreneurs, and I want to talk about entrepreneurs because you are the king of entrepreneurs.
It's my world.
It is your world. And you have helped so many people be successful entrepreneurs. If you're thinking about a business, an idea, a plan, that you've got entrepreneurial spirit, you need to hook up with Jeff Sloan of Startup Nation. He will help you. But let's go back just a little bit. You're an entrepreneur. What was the very first thing that you developed? You developed something that made you a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I clearly have entrepreneurship in my DNA. I mean, it's in my blood, Paul W. It's one of those things that wasn't really something that I came by because I intellectualized that that would be a great path for me or anything else. It's what I wanted to do. I really wanted to do it. And it's interesting. My dad's a doctor. I don't necessarily come from a family of entrepreneurs and business owners, but grew up in Flint, Michigan. As I say, son of a physician. And I remember at one point it was time to get the proverbial summer job. But instead of doing that, my friend and I got together. And again, this just sort of happened. It wasn't something anybody told us to do or anything else. And this is a hallmark of entrepreneurs, by the way. I started buying and selling HUD houses in Flint, fixing them up. And I was 17, 18 years old at this point.
Wow.
And then we would resell them. And we each got a $3,000 loan from our parents to start this thing, and it kicked off, and it became very, very successful. And boy, did that fuel my energy and passion for entrepreneurship. But what you're referencing is something I did next, and that was to get my own invention. I created
some kind of an invention that kicked it off.
I invented a product called the Battery Buddy, which was a device that prevented dead batteries on cars and boats back when that was, you know, this was 1980. This was really a critical
It mattered then, exactly.
Cars had lots of dead batteries. AAA was busy. And so what this did is it measured the amount of power in a battery when the engine was off, and it was able to disconnect the battery from further drain if there was a heavy drain on the battery, such that it preserved the battery power in the car. And you come back, you push a reset button, you could always start the car. I got it licensed to Masco, got a patent on it, got it licensed to Masco. My good friend Ira Jaffe helped me make that deal early on.
God bless him.
Yeah, God bless him is right. He was helpful to me, and extremely so. And Masco was great, had a great relationship, got that product into market, did several million in royalties, and we were off and running.
Wow.
And did deals with the University of Michigan to build companies and all the rest. And we now have StartupNation.com, which is a site where entrepreneurs can go and learn how to start and grow a business of their own. It's free. The information is free. We've had 2 million people use our 10 steps to start a business, and we invite you to if you're interested in being an entrepreneur, that's the place to go.
Definitely, definitely take advantage of what he just offered you. You said StartupNation.com?
That's it.
Because you'll learn. And then let's jump to today, the horses. You're internationally famous for your horses and breeding them.
Yeah.
That came out of love and a desire to do more business, I guess.
Well, interesting. That was really a passion. It was a hobby. And again, this is another hallmark of entrepreneurs. Sometimes you just can't help yourself. You know, you're supposed to pursue a hobby, take a break, get away from it all, do something else, get your mind clear. But in my case, what really, really energized me with Arabian horses wasn't just the horse itself after seeing the Black Stallion movie, but I wanted to be the world leader in marketing and selling Arabian horses around the world. We became that. Our farm's the biggest in the world now.
And you are. Yeah, this is what you wanted? This was supposed to be a relaxing hobby.
Listen, how do you think my dad felt? A physician who went to school, got all these, became a physician. His son comes home and says, as a hobby, I'm going to start a worldwide business marketing Arabian horses. My clients are going to be Patrick Swayze, Sheikh Mohammed in Dubai, the royal family of Jordan, et cetera.
Fabulous. Before we run out of time, and we spent a lot of time on that, because I wanted to hear that. How are entrepreneurs, you know, a couple of words, you know, how are entrepreneurs doing around here?
I'm going to tell you, here's the word I would use, challenged. Still inspired, still lots of businesses being started, but these are uniquely challenging times. Inflation still remains the number one issue for small business as a concern these days. Labor costs, you know, ability to get good labor on the team is a big problem. Certainly access to capital. You know, even if you can get it, it's so costly these days. Mm-hmm. So being able to invest and grow, big challenges to small businesses. And then lastly, I'll just throw one in, and it didn't make the list necessarily. I'm referring to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, their Optimism Index. They didn't cite this, but I will. Technology is moving at such a fast pace these days. AI, you know, ChatGPT, all these capabilities. You've got to keep up with it or you're going to get left in the dust. That's a big challenge for small businesses.
It's a big challenge for all of us.
For all of
we're
us.
Gonna, you're going
right?
to come on again and we're going to talk specifically about AI and how you face it and how we all should face it.
Changing everything.
And if you believe some of the people online and social media, it's the next big thing and we can miss out on this too, like we did on Bitcoin and a lot of, you know, a lot of things.
I qualified it as a challenge. The reality is, too, those who are able to grasp it and embrace it and deploy it, it's a huge game changer. It's a sea change in business for people.
Greg Packer, CEO of Access Point. Tell me about Access Point.
Well, Paul, first, thanks for having me on.
We got to get his mic on here real quick. Talk against.
Okay, we'll give it another shot.
There it is. Okay.
Well, first, Paul, thanks for having me on. Good to see you again. My business, Access Point, we work with primarily small and medium-sized employers to help achieve their success, as Jeff talked about, but also to wade through and deal with all the complexities and compliance issues that various levels of government are always sort of putting in their way, sometimes unknowingly.
So give me an example.
Well, I think one of the biggest examples of recent times was all the clamor around the ERTC credit process. It was made so complex that there are companies that are waiting 18 to 24 months to get the money back that was supposed to help them get through COVID. And COVID isn't something we talk about much any longer.
But no. These are people who are supposed to get money. We hear plenty about people who weren't supposed to get money that went to the bank.
Yes, correct. There was problems with the PPP loan process, complexities there. But there's been a lot of fraud, and the IRS is now about 1.5 to 1.6 million filings behind in getting this money out to employers. And the idea of it was supposed to help them, you know, cover the cost of capital and, you know, reward them for sucking it up and keeping people employed if they didn't need them. There's a new law being implemented January 1st of next year called Secure 2.0, which is going to significantly complicate and force and put a lot of pressure on small businesses to provide 401k coverage and things of that nature. So it's just, in addition to the challenges that Jeff referenced, there's just a lot of challenges that, you know, come from the government who thinks that every small business out there has a, you know, a couple of CPAs, an MBA, and a lawyer on their staff.
So how do people access Access Point? How do they do that?
Well, we can be reached at apteam.com is our website, and talk a little bit more about how we can help businesses be successful.
apteam.com. You'll find Greg Packer, CEO of Access Point. StartupNation.com. You'll find the founder and CEO, Jeff Sloan. Thanks for the use of the hall.
Great to be with you.
Nice to have you. I'll have you both on when we can spend specific time individually with the things that you both are doing.
Love it.
And loving.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Paul.
We continue in Focus on WJR.